I wanted to discuss with the Olam the sugya of Shal Shudr. Now, why is it? Because it was Yontif this past, not so long ago. It may feel like months ago, but it hasn't been so long ago. In fact, it was last week. And I remember being so full that I was thinking to myself, I can't eat Shal Shudr. Mam Shachil Gasa. And I was wondering, okay, let me be Mikkel, and let me have, you know, I hear Mizaynus. And it occurred to me that it's an important topic to discuss. Before we discuss the Iker question of Shal Shudis, one piece is worth bearing in mind. This piece, we're not going to directly learn inside, so it's worthwhile for me to speak it out. It makes me very happy to say this piece. The Mechaber in Reish Tzadi Aleph says, Reish Tzadi Aleph Dalet, Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish B'Suda Shlishis. You do not need to do Kiddush by Shal Shudr. You don't need to do it. Where is he coming from? Because the Rambam seems to say differently. The Rambam seems to say differently. The Rambam seems to write that there is some type of kiddush that one needs to do all of the three meals. And because the Rambam says it, the Mefarshim want to understand what is shot in the Rambam. Do you need to do kiddush by Shal Shudis? Or do you not need to do Kiddush by Shal Shudis? The Rambam writes, V'tzarech l'kvoyo kol su'udo mishloshan al yayin. You have to convey all three su'udas on wine. So it seems like from the Rambam that you need to have Kiddush by Shal Shudis. And the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina asks, we don't find the chiv of Kiddush only once a night, once at the day. What's takav the pshat? Come along the Mefarshim, and they say that, and the Torah brings down the Lashon of the Rambam, and he understands in the Rambam means Kiddush. And they ask of the Rambam, why is the Rambam saying that you need to make Kiddush? We don't find such a thing like that. Comes along the Achrayim, and they say, the Rambam, when the Rambam says that you have to be kaveh your Suda Aliyayin, it doesn't mean Kiddush. It means in Hilchos Suda. Meaning, there's one din Kiddush one has to have, and then there's another din. Your Suda has to be a Suda with wine. And that din, that the Suda has to be a Suda with wine, is not just Friday night. It's not just Shabbos day. It's also Shal Shudr. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam clearly says in Halacha Pes that it's a din on the Suda on wine. He says, now, how do we paskin l'maisa? How do we paskin? Do we paskin that you're supposed to have wine or you're not supposed to have wine during the Sudas? Is it a chiev or is it not a chiev? So if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's a good zach. If one could have wine, it's a good zach that you should have wine. Meaning to say, there is a mitzvah min hamukhor to drink wine during the Sudas if you could do it. If it's something that you enjoy doing, it is a mitzvah. So the next time a person is in the middle of drinking wine, they should understand that according to the Shita Sarambam, they're being mekayim the ikar din of the way the Suda is supposed to look. Not besides just the din of drinking wine because they're supposed to drink wine. It's a din because you're Suda has to be nikva with the wine. That's the way your Suda has to look. A Suda with wine. A Suda with wine. That's the first piece I wanted to bring down to the audience. Okay. Lamaisa, according to Rav Nissen Karelitz, he says in Choshani, right, the Mechaber says there's a minute to do it, but it's not mitzad the din of Kiddush. It's mitzvah din of being kaveh your suda on the wine. When this is Karel, Lamaisa, and Chelik Dalet brings down, Choshani, He says that even if it's less than a revius, this day you're being kaveyed on the wine, doesn't have to be any big shear, it could be anything. Now we could understand why there are people who will do a l'chaim in the middle of the meal, because they want to be kaveyed on wine. So it's something that a person has to just take note on, that there's a din, it's halacha, even shalosh shuddos. Far? You want to be yoy to the sheet of the Rambam? You want to get a great olam haba? No, do it right. Do it right. Okay. That's regarding wine. Now let's go regarding the actual chiyuv of suda. Because we have to know what is the actual chiyuv. And why did I think about shalosh shuddos? Because we're going to see the Gemara says that one of the ways to save yourself from chevlei shel Mashiach is when a person is careful on the Mekayim to the Shabbos. There's not a segula written by somebody in some Yankel Shmerel. This is from the Gemara itself, as we'll soon see. So the Gemara brings down in Shabbos Kuf Yizayin in the Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Kamas Su'udas Chayiv Adam Lechu B'Shabbos. How many Su'udas is one Chayiv to do on Shabbos? It's a Machlaikas. The first sheet is Shalish 3, and Rav Chitka says 4. Rav Chitka Emer 4. And there are certain Halig Yidin that they have another Suda on Shabbos. They'll have Suda's Rav Chitka. No, nothing to do with Moav Malka. Zero to do. Now, where do they have the source for this? Where the source for this? Where the source? So the Gemara brings down Amar Yechanan, Vishnei Mikra Echad Darshu Dears. Both of them are from one pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael when it came to the man, "Vayemar Moshe, Echlu Hayoyim, He Shabbos Hayoyim Hashem, Hayoyim Lemtim Tu Basada." It says three times Hayoyim in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, so three times Hayoyim, three meals. Rav Chitka Savar Hani Tlas Hayoyim LeBarma Orta. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael three times Hayoyim. Shabbos day. But Friday night, they already had a meal. Says Rav Chitka, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that you're not going to have man today, and three times it says Hayoyim, we learn out from there, three sudas. Rav Chitka says it's besides the night suda, because Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in the morning. Rabbanan Sarvi says, it's with the morning. Fine. Then the Gemara goes to bring a few rayas, a few proofs, to see which way. And some of these riyas are important to take note, as we'll soon see. So they want to bring the riyas that, let's say there's a fire, how much are you allowed to save? I remember walking home from shul on Friday night, and it was a shortcut from, anybody knows Muncie, Maple Avenue. If you go through the Hasidic houses to Leon Drive, we see a fire I've never seen in my life like that. It was literally a huge ball of fire coming out of the house. And it was the street parallel to Mead's house, that one of the key lights, it could burn through somehow, and it burned the whole house down. And the question is, so are you allowed to just call the fire department? You're allowed to just call the fire department for a house? Or you just, like what, you think you're allowed to just call? Well, if it creates a sakana, but if it's not going to create a sakana, not so simple, just a call. Why are you allowed to call? It may spread. Okay, I'm talking about, yeah. That was a very wooded area because there's trees all around and then it could burn down the whole, it would have burned down the whole block the way that looked. Yes? So it says the Gemara, Tanah Nafal Lake of Leila Shabbos, if a fire falls on Leila Shabbos, how much could you save? Matzila Mazan Gimel Sudas, you could save three Sudas. So the Gemara says, My love, Loi Achol, Loi the Achol. So the Gemara brings a Raya. Is it not that you didn't eat? No, that you ate. Because the Gemara is saying, if it's three Sudas, that means you could only save three. Says the Gemara, no, you already ate, so you already have a Suda from before. And then the Gemara brings another Raya. And here's an important piece, because Taisus is going to say an interesting Chiddush. Because when is the time of these three Sudas? We are paskening, not like Rav Chitka. When is your zman for the three sudas? If let's say somebody didn't eat Friday night, do they make three sudas in a day? Like, could one do three sudas? Could you eat three sudas early? Like, is there any specific time? Hayoyim. Any time during the day? Okay, fine. Okay. So the Gemara brings a raya from the words that one case is that if a fire fell mincha time, by the underline, the mincha matzila mazin suda acha. The Braisa says you can save one suuda. Can't save more than one suuda when it comes to the fire. One suuda. The Gemara says, a raya. Oh, only one suuda. That means, my love, the loy achol, you didn't eat, and it's only one suuda, loy da achol. I'm meaning, again, we're going through the sugya. Do we pass on like for chitzka four suudas, or like the rabbanon of three suudas? Not important for now, because we are passing like the rabbanon. What's important in this place is, because the case was that you had a fire by mincha time, and now you want to save, and you're allowed to save one suda. Why mincha time? Comes along Taisus. Taisus says, from here, it's mashma. You can take a look at the left second over here. We were learning. Mekam mashma. Dizman achila shlishes b'shabes himena mincha ulamala. The third eating is from mincha and above. Before mincha, you're not yoytze. Before mincha, you're not yotze. The loyka oisem shemachalkim through the chakras. Not like the people who are splitting the suda. Big mistake they're doing. We see over here in Taisus that people will split their morning suda. Taisus is saying it's a big mistake. We see from the Gemara that the Gemara is using an example that a person had a fire and they have how much could you save by mincha time? One suda, because you're having shalosh shudas then. That Taisus is a raya that you have to make your suda after mincha. Taisus doesn't say why. That's the first thing Taisus says.
When you have a shamsu adjust, so you don't agree
to. Well, we'll see what's going to happen yontif. We're going through the sugya. We want to understand the source of it. I have to tell you a quick synopsis halacha ma'isa. But if you want to really understand the meat and potatoes, it's nice to see it inside. Now, what happens on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos? What should he do? So to Gemara, Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, you have to destroy your chametz. Says Taisus, Umiyu, may hodam rinam b'psachim. This is how we say in psachim, that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, meshayir mazon shtei sudas, you leave two sudas. Wait, let's think for a moment. You leave two sudas. Ain't right, there is no proof. You don't have a proof from the fact that you don't leave three sudas. She'en lasis pei sudas shachras. That maybe that is that you don't do two sudas shachras. Since you're eating the sudas shachras, it's all considered like one suda. Here's the main part. V'oid amari, the Ri'is says another thing. When you eat two sudas shachras, it's a problem. You're making a bracha she'en esricha. As I said over in Rosh Hashanah, somebody asked me, they said it's a segula for Shidduchim, to make an Erev Yom Kippur, seven times washing and benching. It was a segula for Shidduch. Over here we see Taisus himself is saying that don't eat twice during Shachris your meal, because you're making a bracha Shein Etzricha. What are you doing? So according to Shita Taisus, number one, from the fact that the Gemara says that mincha time was the time that the person was saving one suda, that's a proof that that's the time to have your suda. Number two, how could you have a shachras time? You're going to be making an extra bracha that you don't need because you're in the middle of eating. So what are you doing? Washing and benching? What are you doing? That is what Taisus brings down. Okay. This that we have through the Shabbos, is it the Oraisa or is it the Rabbana? Come along the Levush, and the Levush is on the bottom. If you take a look, it's by one Gimel, Rav Mordechai Yaffe. He writes in Aleph, the Hezar Ma'oy Lechaim through the Shlishis, V'hi Min HaTorah. So I'll show this is Min HaTorah. More important than a Luluv and Asterisk on the second day. Luluv and Esrog is the Rabbanon. Talshul, this is Min HaTorah. How do we know? Because what did we learn it out from? Hayayim, hayayim, hayayim. Shekein darshu medechsev, tlas ezimni, hayayim b'pasek echad. Since it says hayayim three times in one pasuk, it's a proof that Talshul, this is Min HaTorah.
like 10 times.
Sure. I don't know if it's the right thing. First of all, that song doesn't enter our shul, so I don't know where it's from. Okay. That was the Lavush. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah brings down, it's not true. He's not true. He argues. He brings down from the truest Maril, and that's on the left, that the three truths are the Rabbanon. This that the Pasuk says, Hayem Hayem, is just an Asmachta Ba'amu. Asmachta means the Rabbanon wanted to strengthen it. So it's my question, as we see in the Paiskim, if it's the Rabbanon or if it's Dairaisa. That's for page one. Now comes along the Rosh. That's the Gemara. What's the Halakha L'maisa? So on page two, we have Shitas HaRosh. And the Rosh says what Taisa says, that if you take a look at the first time it says on the line, Mikan Muchach, the Kviyas Mansu, the Shlishas Himish, the Giyas Manamilch of Lekaidim, that the time of Shal Shudas is Mincha, not before. And he says again, the people who make Shudas Shachras and they make a Hefsik, Lo Yopahim Oysim, it's not right. It's not right. You don't do it. And he brings the Raya from the Gemara Pesachim. What does the Gemara Pesachim say you should do when it comes to Erev Pesach the Fool that on Shabbos? You only leave two Sudas over, two Sudas of bread. Why not three Sudas? Because the third Suda is after the Zman of being able to eat. The third Suda is after the Zman of being able to eat. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, how much do you leave when it comes to Erev Pesach of on Shabbos? Only two. The third Suda is after the Zman Achila. You can't eat anymore. If you are allowed to break up the meal in the morning, so break up and have Shal Shudas, and it'll be great. Says the Rosh, is derived from that Gemara, that you can't break it up in the morning. So not only is it perhaps a problem because it's not the right Zman, we see from the Gemara itself, from the fact that the Gemara is saying, don't leave it over. Again, what did the Gemara say? You Erev Pesach before that on Shabbos. You have only a certain amount of time to eat bread. You have. So the Gemara is saying over here, we see from the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara says that you only leave over two meals, is a raya that you can't leave over a third meal, that Shal Shudas cannot be in the morning. That's what the Rosh brings down. And in Shailos and Shuvas HaRosh, he says a fascinating idea. He says that one could break up their meal, but it depends when. He writes like this, and that's in the next part. It's in base, which is in the second page, the second paragraph. Kach of Beis, Simonim Dalet, and Yom Gimel. He writes, V'al she'sha'alta b'suda shlishas, miyachol asayta miyad achar suda shachras. The person asked him, could I make Shal Shudas right after shachras? The yafsik b'suda v'ivarach, that you should be mafsik your suda. Says the Rosh, ani ru'isi es rabbeisei nahadim kein, I've watched my rabbeim do this. V'chein ani enoig achareim, I do it myself. When the Suda Shachris falls out already after, by the seventh hour of the day, meaning the Rosh is saying, I don't hold you could do it by Shachris time, break up your meal, but once Mincha time comes and you are in the middle of eating, of course you could break up your Suda. It doesn't help for the Pesach thing, you're right.
Hold on.
Great question. It doesn't help the fact that there's a bracha she'en tzricha problem. Taisa said that to break it up chakras is the problem, because what are you doing? You're washing and benching and you're making another bracha? What are you doing? The Rosh himself is saying, you can't do it in the morning, chakras time, but you could if, let's say, it's by the seventh hour. Now let's think. You know what the seventh hour means? Right? Going into after Chatzais. You know what Chatzais is these days? 12:42. So if you're already eating your meal, 12:42, it's already no problem to wash and bench. And the Rosh goes on to bring the riots that we've spoken, that Shal Shudas is Mincha time. And what about the fact
What about the fact that it's a problem of a bracha she'ena tzricha? What about the fact that it's a bracha she'ena tzricha? So if you take a look in the first paragraph, three lines from the bottom, the Rosh says, give to Mr. Spear. Oh, you have? Okay, fine. I realize. I apologize. Says the Rosh, U'chushu mastik min ha-mincho besudasai, u'mavarach brachas ha-maisi, ain kan v'shemar be-brachas. There isn't a problem because of doing extra brachas. Why? Shaloi l'tzayrach, for no reason. Kim shu mastik min ha-kavayt ha-shabbos. When you are mastik because of kavayt ha-shabbos, that's not considered a bracha she'en ha-tzricha. Meaning, when the time there is a problem of washing and benching and washing and benching, because I'm just doing it for no reason. But over here, I am doing it. I'm doing it for another meal. That means I don't have to take a break and go outside. According to the Rosh, that's completely... Why do I need to do it? There's no reason for it. I can wash and bench. And the Shita to Rosh is an interesting Shita. When I'm doing something for a different meal, because it's a different meal, that's not considered making a bracha for no reason. Now, that's a very hard thing to understand, because it seems like it's for no reason. I'm making another meal. Why am I making another meal? Because it's a different meal. But Lamaisa, why is it a different meal? Because I have to have another meal? It's still considered a bracha for no reason. When do we consider something a bracha she'ena tzricha? When I'm still in the middle of something and I don't need to make another bracha, I don't make another bracha. So why is the Rosh thinking that just because I have to make another meal, that's not considered a bracha she'ena tzricha? But that's a shita to Rosh. However, the Rosh writes, do not pronounce this in public. Don't say this in public. Don't say this. Very interesting tshuva that the Rosh writes in Yud Gimel. He says like this: Umashe sha'alta im mutar lidrash lechatzila b'tzibur sheyuchal lase suda shlishes b'suda shachros u'hafzik bein Michael and Michael. The person asked him, "Could I tell the tzibur to be mastic, to make a break?" He first says, like she says, you have to have the shalishes after chatzais, because after chatzais is mincha time. Once it's mincha time, that's when the meal is. We'll see in a moment why that's when the meal is. But he says that, being that people don't understand, he brings the right that we said before, the tzibur is not bucky between people eating before chatzais and after chatzais. So if you go ahead and say you can make a break, people are going to assume that you can make a break even before chatzais. Since the tzibur is not bucky in such a thing like that, now you would think to yourself, what is the big deal? Everybody knows when chatzais is. The Rosh held that people don't know when chatzais is. So to recap what we've done so far, we've seen that there's a machlokes if there's three or four sudas. We've brought rayas. The Gemara itself brought rayas, whether three or four. Chaisis brings a proof along with the Rosh that the time of eating is min ha-mincha l'mala, from the fact that the Gemara uses min ha-mincha time, that there was one meal left, and also from the fact that the Gemara says when it comes to Erev Pesach, you should only leave two meals, not three, because by the third meal, it's already after this month, meaning you cannot break it up chakras time. Taisus adds on, it's a bracha she'ena tzricha. The Rosh says, it's not a bracha she'ena tzricha because you're doing it for a different meal. So the Rosh argues with Taisus. Doing it for a different meal does not make it a problem of bracha she'ena tzricha. He clearly argues with Taisus. However, he still holds, you're allowed to break it up only if it comes after chatzais time. And the Rosh holds, you do not need to take any break. That's so far. Ask the Bach, what is this shot that you have three meals and the three meals have to be at a certain time of the day? What shaykhis? What type of shot is such a thing like that? So if you go back to page number one and you go to the second paragraph, the Gemara says a fascinating thing as we spoke out in the beginning of this year. It starts off with Amar of Shimon Bar Pazi. Anybody who's mekayim the three sudas on Shabbos needs to mesholish peronayis. It's saved from three punishments. Number one, mechev l'shal Mashiach, medina shal gehenem, u'molchem is kai gomagik. Mashiach,
the chavle shel mashiach dinah shel ganim b'chametz. What is chavle shel mashiach is? Well, when a woman is giving birth, she's screaming. And in her mind, she never wants to have a baby again. How do we know that? Because the Medrash says that's one of the reasons why she brings a karban chatas. Why she brings a karban chatas? Because she lied. So the last time she said she's 2 years and I'm never doing this again. And she had it again. That's the way women, by nature, today with the feminist movement, it's a little bit different. But by nature, that's the way they are. By nature, they want to have children. Their core nature. That Chevli Mashiach means that it's very painful, but we know it's coming to lead us to something good. So painful, but it's leading us to something better. So the Gemara brings down why Chevli Mashiach. It says Yoim, Hayoim, 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 and Hine Nechi Shalech Lamas Eliyahu Navi. It's made by Yoim. So you have a meal, saves you from Chavlei Shal Mashiach. Medina Shal Kehenim, Siv Hacha Yoim, Siv Hasam Yoim Evra. Another Yoim. What about Mechavis Kehag Gemagoyk? Siv Hacha Yoim, Siv Hasam Boy, Biyoim Bogoyk. Beautiful. Three really bad punishments that a person who eats through the Shabbos is saved from these three things. Comes along the Bach. And this Bach is in page 3. It's a long Bach, but the Bach sometimes is Mayrich. And we'll just say outside the Tamsis Advarm of what he says. He explains that the Friday night Suda is Keneged Bereshit. Shabbos Bereshit. This week we have Shabbos Bereshit. What is Shabbos Bereshit? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why did he create the world and then create Adam and Erev Shabbos? The Gemara and Sanhedrin brings down in order to come into a Suda Smitzvah below Shabbos. He creates Adam in order for Adam to start his meal. You want your meal? You want to eat something? To come with your Suda Smitzvah below Shabbos. That's why Friday night, says the Bach, here's a mitzvah to eat, because that represents Shabbos Bereshit. What about Shachar Suda? That's connected Shabbos of Matan Torah. Shabbos of Matan Torah. Shabbos of Matan Torah means that Kol Yisrael got the Torah, and we had a special Shabbos, and therefore we're mechuyev to make a special meal lechvoid Matan Torah. What about the Suda Shlisha? Shal Shudas is because it's good. Represents the Suda of the Tzadikim that they're going to end up eating with the Lev Yassin. The Suda Tzadikim of the Lev Yassin, what does that mean? It's referring to the Tzadikim being able to acquire the Panimius HaTaira, the hidden parts of the Taira. So we have the Gemara saying, three Sudas, you're saved from three things. Chevlei Shel Mashiach, punishment of Gehenim, and Gog u'Magog. Three things. And the Bach is saying, Friday night is Shabbos Bereshit, Shacharis is Matan Torah, and Shal Shudas is L'Asilavai. Those are the three things. And therefore, we could understand why it has to be at different times. Because these are three different Zmanim. They're not all at once. Kavli Shem Mashiach, the punishment of the Din and Cheshbon and Gog u'Magog at different times. And Shabbos Bereshit, Matan Torah, and L'Asa Lavoi, those three Sudas are different times. And therefore, they have to be at those specific times. They can't be from before. So now we establish that there are specific times to have it. The only thing the Rosh is being make on, that you're allowed to make a break if you need to make a break. If it came to Zman of the Mincha. Now, somebody asked, what about making mini tagim? So this is what the Torah speaks about. It comes from the Shita Zataisis. The Gemara Sukkah brings down that you have 14 Sudas. One is Mechuyev to have by Sukkah. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. And im heshulim b'mini tagim yotza, if you're mashlim it with mini tagim, it's a machlokes, if that means mezainis or basar, you're going to be yotza. What does mini tagima? That means the Sudas Yontif somehow, you're going to be yaitiv a mini tagima. comes along the tour, and that's in the last paragraph on page 3. He writes, V'yesh oimrim sh'yachu ha'ashlem su'udah shlishis b'minei tagim. Pirish, what is b'minei tagimah? Ma'ayachu ha'osu mechamesh b'minei dagan. You're allowed to eat it from something that's from the five grains. What are the five grains? Wheat, spelt, rye, oats, and barley. Because I'm reading sukkah, the rabbi Yehuda, shesar ha'arbas yishud sukkah, v'mehishlem b'minei tagimah yatsah. Rabbi Yehuda says you could be mashlim 14, so no problem. Mini tagima, your yaitza. So if it could be worked for yontif, why can't it work for Shabbos as well? But then the Torah brings down the shita sari. Beri haya omer kiven yafinan shal sudis mishalish pa amim hayayim dechivi gabe mon tarach vasoisa the pas. Since you learn it out from mon, it has to be the pas. Meaning, there's a difference between the Suda of Yontif and the Suda of Shabbos. Since the Suda of Shabbos, specifically it says Mon, it has to be with bread. So we see over here, clearly, a machlokes if Mezainus works or if bread works. All three Shabbos meals. Comes along the Bach, by the hand, on the left, he writes, Mashmer implies, Dachi hava maskanas rabbeinu. This is the maskana of the Torah, to lo yosa a few with the evet, el bapas. You're not yosa only with bread, even with the evet. The kachim askonis to Rosh and Perak Yoshin. The Rosh also said this. Vachi nechlinen em loy b'arif Pesach. Unless it's Arif Pesach, the eshi repas after arba shayis. You can't manage with pas after 4 hours. So there's nothing to do. Minageinu, but our minagin, b'arif Pesach lecho pas. Besu the kaidem kolayis shal revius. V'oid yechel basar aydog l'achar sheish u'mechso l'shem su the shlishas. He says, what do you do? Our minig is, for Shal Shudas, Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, you have meat. And that's how you yaisa, because you can't have any type of mezainus, because the mezainus is a problem on Erev Pesach. So therefore, you have meat. So does he say to break up the Sudas before? No such thing. You can't break up the Sudas chakras, because there's a zman for having your Shal Shudas. So you can't break it up. But remember, you see how early they had their Sudas. And you see over here that you can't break it up before the Zman of Achila, before Chatzais, because after Chatzais it's already usher to eat. So therefore, what should you have? You should have meat. And he paskins that every Shalosh Shudas, if you don't have Chala, forget about it. You weren't the bread, you weren't Yotze Yochir. That is the Shita Sator. Now, what Lemaisa does Shulchan Aruch paskin? This is what we want to get to. We want to also want to get to Lemaisa. Let's say somebody has Mezainus. Is there any time that one has to start Shalosh Shudas by? Somebody just asked me this week by Ne'ilah Fachad. He said to me, I heard that it's already after Shkia time, right, or Shkia time, am I still allowed to wash for Ne'ilah Fachad? That's already second day Yontif. Ne'ilah Fachad is the Rabbanim, but you're still a Chiyav of Adol. We'll see. And we'll see the Ramah has a completely different Shita. Let's take a look at page number 4. Reish Tzadi Aleph, the second paragraph, it's the Mechaber and the Mishnah Bura. It says, Yeizar Ma'oid L'Kaim Su'da Shlishis. You should be very careful in L'Kaim Su'da Shlishis. Again, this is not a Moshe Sefer. This is a complete code of law. V'Aftim Hu Saveya, Yachol L'Kaim 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 L'Kaim. Let's say somebody's very full. They only need an egg worth, the size of an egg. What about if somebody lemaisa is very, very full? You're stuffed. You just can't do it. Says the mechaber v'im efsher lelecha klal. If it's impossible for you to eat at all, ainah chay v'sar as asmoy. You're not mechuyev to be mitzar yourself. You're not mechuyev. However, says the mechaber, you should be smart. Tachacham ainah v'roisha sheli malay bitnei b'tzud tabeker today liten makim l'tzud shlishes. Be careful in the morning not to eat so much. Teishen ishal shalom. What happens when people go to Kadeshim? They stuff themselves. And then they come home, they stuff themselves. Come Shal Shudas time, literally the only thing left that they could put inside is stick the pickle down the throat. Everything is just full to the top. He says, you have to talk and be careful. Come along the Ramah. The Ramah sticks in. Umishaloi achol b'lel Shabbos, yechol shalosh shudas yom ha-Shabbos. Somebody didn't eat Friday night. You should eat 3 sudas Shabbos day. Somebody who didn't eat Friday night to eat three sudas Shabbos day. That's an interesting halacha that he brings down. Let's say somebody wasn't feeling well, he was drunk, he felt Friday night, you have to eat three sudas Shabbos day. He brings it from the Rosh.
Yeah, now, Chayra.
But not because of. It's a good question. It's a machlokes that comes out according to this. I take back what I said before. What's the Reb Avi Frankel asking? He wants to know, if I didn't eat Friday night, could I make a hefsek? Do I have to make a hefsek? Could I eat it right afterwards? I'm going to answer, yes, you can. Because this that the Rosh says, that you can't do it in the morning, was only because Shal Shuz can't be in the morning, but your Friday night meal could be in the morning. So therefore, according to this, you're right. You could wash, you could bench, you could bench in succession, and then comes Chatzayis, you could wash and bench a third time if you forgot to eat Friday night. Come along the Machaber and says, what's the time base? Zman Mishayegi, Zman HaMincha, the time is when it comes to Zman HaMincha, Dainim Mishay Shoyis HaMetzma HaMala, Vim Asala Chayla Machayim Lekiyam Mitzvah Shudas Shlishis, if you do it before it, you're not Yoytze the Mitzvah of Shal Shudas. Period of end of story. We see how important that Zman of Mincha is. Comes along the Ramah and throws this whole monkey wrench in it. He says, Yesh Oimrim, some people say, the usher lishtois mayim bein mincha l'mayir b'shabbos. You're not allowed to drink water. Zavul, you ever heard of this halacha? You can't drink water between mincha l'mayir. Halacha. Why? What is this business? The oz ha'chuzrois ha'neshamas l'gehenim. The neshamas are going back to Gehenim. Now we know, we say v'hu rachom long, and v'at kadosh we don't rush, or we're not supposed to rush, because that's the time that our relatives go back. And the quicker we rush, the quicker they come back. But over here, the Ramah is saying that the neshama is already going back from Gehenim, already between Mincha Ma'ariv time. And therefore, if you drink water, then you're somehow bringing Gehenim onto your relatives. You want to understand Pshat? Should I explain it to you? Did I explain to you? What? You're stealing water from them. The Medrash brings down, the Mishnah Berurah says, anybody who drinks water on Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, kil goizel kroiv of HaMesa. What does that have to do with the fact that they're going back to Gehenim? I don't know. But this is what the Ramah is saying. And it has to do with Gehenim because they're so hot, so that I don't know what it is. But I can tell you this. This is not a Kava Yashar. This is not something from Shad Kavanah to Nariza. This is the Ramah. And he says, don't have Shal Shudas. Now think for a moment. 1 second. You can't have Shal Shudas between Milcha Mayrib. Isn't that the Zman? Comes along the Ramah and says, V'akein Eilech HaSudas Lishas Be Milcha Mayrib. Don't have Shal Shudas between Milcha Mayrib. The whole shiur we've been saying, that's the whole time to have it.
Yeah, or
he says Mincha L'mayr. El Yechol is a Koyd HaMincha. So it's true. You could say that he doesn't mean that it means after, before you daven Mincha. Once you daven Mincha, it's worse. However, he brings down, Yesh Ayimrim, the Yesh Yitev L'spal Mincha Tchila. It's better to daven Mincha first. Better to daven Mincha first. Why? Because it's usher to eat before you daven. The chen la'egel l'chafil b'mchomedin is elu. He says, l'maisa the minig is that we do with the minig is. However, he brings down, and we call mocking, nevertheless, and we're going to end off with this, in lishtet ma'imin and aharis. Don't drink from the waters of the rivers. That's where it's a problem. Abu babay is sharing it, and the house is good. And koshkin other mashkin. So if you want to know, somebody wants to be makbe not to drink water, he wants to drink other mashkin, that's kin l'chayra, that's not a problem. The Yerin Skash are great. The Yesh Oimrim says the Ramah, the Ein, listen to this, Rav Avi. The Ein Aser El Techneim Aser Chedesh Al Ovid Imai. It's only Aser on the first 12 months of the death of a parent. Because then it's like close. The Yesh Oimrim, and some people say, the Aser is the Avstiyas Maim in Iraq for Erev Shabbos. It's not speaking about Friday night. Now, the whole issue of eating Shal Shudas is not eating. It's the fact that if you eat, you're going to come to drink. So between Milcha Ma'ariv is the time that they're going back to Gehenna. Some people say it has nothing to do with Shabbos. It means Bein Ashmashes of Friday. So meaning somebody who is making early Shabbat and Bein Ashmashes is having a meal, drinking water.
So worried about the parents going to Gehenna. Maybe you should be staying college for the last 12 months.
Maybe. But the Ramah is saying, now, what will Lamaisa does the Velt do? I haven't found anybody being machbar on these things. It seems like everybody's machbar. Don't just drink from the rivers. And who drinks from the rivers? Everybody drinks from their house. It's taking it directly from the rivers. That's where the thing. So now, just to end off the last piece, is where does it get this idea of making a break, breaking up your meal, and taking a walk? That's just for the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber doesn't bring it down. In Gimel, Mechaber says, "Im nimshach asud tzabayikar ashegi esman amincha yafsek asud of yivarach brachas amazon v'itul yadav yivarach brachas amayshiv yisayt." He doesn't say anything, and he doesn't say that you have to take any type of break. And Mechaber says it's a good thing to do this. You know why? Because once you eat and you take a break, you're full. It's going to be very hard to eat again. So therefore, that's a good thing to do. If you're having a big meal with your family, wash and bench. If it's the Zman of Mincha, for sure. But the Mishnah Berurah brings it down by the hand over here that because of Acharonim, that you should get up and walk in a little bit in between. You should walk in between. And he also brings down Halacha, what the Rosh says, don't announce this Barabim, unlike we did in our shul twice, because people are going to make a mistake and they're going to end up making a break before, and you can't make a break before Chatzos, and therefore don't say lehadi to do it. Now the only thing is, if you don't remind people about Shal Shuddas, people do forget. So is it better not to remind people? It's a very hard thing. So Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is the one who brings down from Achrayim. He doesn't quote who. Straight Halach, if somebody doesn't want to take a break, Lamaisa from the straight Mechaber, there's no mitzvah that he has to take a break. And the var is different than Shitas HaTaisis. It's not considered a bracha she'en etzricha because you're doing it for the sake of the new of Shal Shuddas. What we did not get into, which is mezainis, and what time to start to do this. After Shkia? Could I start after Shkia? We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to hold after Shkia. You could lechatchila start, but that Mirat Hashem is going
to
be next.
Somebody
tells us
they have
1:30
mincha
and
Shabbos.
So
they technically have
Shal Shuddas
right after mincha.
100%. I'll have to wait till 100%. Right after Chatzos. I'm going to say this one paragraph of film, Rabbi Tzibur. Tzibur is very strong.